Here's a scene we have not seen very often during this recession, a store opening.
Okay, shall we do this on three?
One, two, three.
Cheer along with them if you like. That's a JCPenney store opening. The new store is in Central California in a town called Manteca, which is about an hour south of Sacramento. It is one of nine new stores that JCPenney opened around the country on the same day. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports on what this says about the retailer.
Good morning. Welcome to JCPenney's.
Thank you.
Kimberly Treat is greeting a constant stream of customers on their way through the doors. This new Manteca Penney's store technically opened about a week earlier, but today is grand opening day, and Treat says she's feeling the love.
It's amazing. I had to park on the side of the building because I didn't want to come in the front door. I didn't want everybody to think I was line jumping.
Officials say the store is meeting its projected sales goals so far, and they brag about its amenities. Big screen TVs in the dressing rooms, a portrait studio, and the European retail beauty store Sephora, where overwhelming fragrances fill the air.
And thank you for shopping with us today.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful afternoon.
Sephora is a big reason why Karen Amori and her husband Randy are here.
This is the only one in this area, the Sephora's, for quite a, 40 miles?
Yeah.
The other thing is, we're set. There are certain things we buy here for probably the last 20 years.
Well, so much for the recession, right? No. JCPenney saw its comparable store sales drop nearly 9% last month, better than its projected 13%, but still not exactly pretty. And with the notable exception of Kohl's, whose sales dropped just 1.5%, other department store chains fared as bad or worse than Penney's.
It's been very difficult for everybody involved in what I would call the middle space.
Jerry Hirschberg is a credit analyst for Standard & Poor's, and he points to stores serving America's middle class.
So people like Penney, Bon-Ton, Dillard's, Macy, they all compete in the middle space, and everybody was down at least 8.5%.
So what explains all the new stores? Well, there's a couple of factors. First, these new openings have been in the pipeline for years, and you can't just pull the plug on them without it costing you. And second, even though some department stores are expanding, they're doing so at a much slower rate. Take Penney's, for example. They opened 50 stores in 2007 and 35 last year. This year, they're only planning 17, and half of those just started up. Michael Dastu is the chain's senior vice president and director of property development.
We still believe that there are underserved trade areas and markets throughout the country, but it's fair to say that we've moderated the new store program in 2009, and frankly, in 2010, it'll be moderated a little bit more to reflect the current challenging economic environment.
Manteca is one of those underserved markets. It's a bedroom community that recently gained a Kohl's as well, but just lost to Mervyn's. S&P's Jerry Hirschberg says Penney's has done a good job improving its merchandise and value, but it's not doing anything unique to handle the recession.
So for a reality check, yeah, I think we just need to look at what's going on in the economy, and that is really dictating what's happening with retailers.
In other words, just because you see a new store opening up, it doesn't necessarily mean the recession is turning the corner. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.